This is Morning Air.
This is about educating a people that for 40 years haven't been given the full truth. It's time now to speak the truth.
When you do things to the best of your ability, keeping Jesus number one and doing everything you possibly can for His glory, that's a winner.
You are called to make the light of Christ shine brightly in the world.
Bringing the light of Christ to start your day.
This is Morning Air with John Morales on Relevant Radio.
4 minutes after the hour, it's Friday, July 16th. Good morning and welcome to Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverins. Thanks so much for joining us. It's great to be with you once again, as always, on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Every Friday, I always remind you that Friday is the traditional day dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Passion and Death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today is also the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which commemorates the apparition of our Blessed Mother on July 16th, 1251, to St. Simon Stock, the first general of the Carmelite Order, who received the brown scapular from Our Lady. Mary, as Our Lady of Mount Carmel, promised some special blessings throughout the centuries for all of us who wear her scapular, as she reminded us at Fatima. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be joined by my old friend, Dr. Marcelino D'Ambrosio. He will be with us to talk about his book and study program called Jesus, the Way, the Truth, and the Life. It is absolutely outstanding. I have a copy of the entire program here in the studio. A little later, Catholic speaker, author, and radio host Gary Zimick will be with us to talk about finding God's strength in our weakness. We'll also bring you another episode of Glenn's Story Corner a little bit later in the show, coming up this half hour here on Morning Air. Now, we start each day and each hour giving thanks to our Lord through the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, when we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, of life, and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, in this year of St. Joseph, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And every single day, we never forget to invoke the Holy Spirit whenever we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from Luke 1:28. The angel Gabriel says to Mary, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." Sounds familiar? Of course. This is the beginning of the Hail Mary prayer, also known as the angelic salutation. Millions of Catholics often say the Hail Mary. We pray it at the beginning of every single show, and oftentimes it's so easy to just not really think and forget about what these powerful words actually mean, what we're actually saying. The first part of the Hail Mary is verbatim from Luke 1:28 that we just heard, which the angel Gabriel says to Mary, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." The next line is from Luke 1:42 and Elizabeth's greeting to the Blessed Mother Mary, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." Jesus is the fruit of Mary's womb. The holy name of Jesus is the most important part of the entire Hail Mary prayer, and it's right in the middle of the prayer. The second part of the Hail Mary is based on sacred scripture. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Mary is truly holy and the mother of the second person of the Blessed Trinity, our Lord Jesus Christ. The last part of the Hail Mary, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. James 5:16 says, "The prayer of a righteous person is very powerful, and so is the Hail Mary. The power of one Hail Mary cannot be described," in which we honor the mother of Jesus and ask her to pray and intercede for us. And we always finish up praying, "Jesus, I trust in you." Again, I want to remind you very briefly of yet another great reading opportunity for these summer months, especially perhaps if you're going on vacation. If you haven't heard about it, we have a new Relevant Radio book called Treasures of the Rosary, Reflections by Those Who Pray It Daily. This book will be offered at relevantradio.com/treasures. It's absolutely free. There's no shipping or handling charges, but there is a little slight catch. It's only for a limited time. This free book is a compilation of reflections on the Holy Rosary chosen by our very own Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky. It includes mysteries of St. Jose Maria Escriva, St. John Paul II's Apostolic Letter on the Rosary, 54-day Rosary Novena reflections, how to pray the Rosary, and much, much more. Incredible images as well. You can sign up for your free copy at relevantradio.com/treasures. Don't think about it. Sign up right away. And also, don't forget to join Father Rocky for the Family Rosary across America with all your prayers and all your petitions, 7 p.m. Central tonight and every single night of the week here on Relevant Radio, the Relevant Radio app, relevantradio.com, and of course, on your smart TV. Our number, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Now, the marvelous treasures of our Catholic faith, the Holy Eucharist, our Blessed Mother Mary, the saints, the Creed, they're all centered on a single figure, our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is more than a historical or theological figure. He is our Savior, He's our Redeemer, He's our Lord, and He is our God. While many of us already know a lot about Him, we may know a lot of facts, how well do we actually know Him? How well do we really know Him? And joining us now is a old friend, Dr. Marcelino D'Ambrosio, the author of Jesus, the Way, the Truth, and the Life book and study program, known on the radio and TV as Dr. Italy. Dr. Marcelino is a theologian, international speaker, and author of several best-selling books. He's also a professor at the Catholic Distance University and directs the Crossroads Initiative. Good morning, Dr. Marcelino. Welcome back to Morning Air. It has been way, way too long, my friend.
You are right, John. It's great to be back. It's what a blessing.
So good to hear your voice, and I'm so excited about your new program, your new series, your book. In fact, thank you. I just want to say off the bat, thank you for sending over the entire program. I mean, I've started reading through it. There's a lot. There's so much to it. It's absolutely magnificent, a beautiful program, and that's exactly what we want to talk about. Tell us about Jesus, the Way, the Truth, and the Life Project. What was your inspiration? What was your motivation behind this project?
The motivation is simple, John. The whole church needs always to refocus. I mean, in all of life, we tend to get out of focus in all sorts of respects. So coming back to the basics and really refocusing is critical on the person of Jesus. There's so many aspects of the Catholic faith that we can get excited about, and we should get excited about them all. But at the end of the day, as you said earlier, everything flows from Him and back to Him. And oftentimes, because we have heard so many of the stories so often, we feel like we know Him. And I just have news for everybody. He is the infinite God made man. And so as infinite God, we can't ever know enough about Him. And the story of Jesus, I know myself, I've got a PhD in theology, a lot of study, and a lot of before that, a lot of prayer. And you know, prayer is even more important than study. And that's been a part of my life since I was really a child. But you know what? Going to the Holy Land for the first time was an amazing thing. I just realized how much I didn't know Him, like I thought I did. It really, really re-energized me. And so after going there 30 times for me and about 50 times for Jeff Cavins, together with Ascension Press, we said, we've got to bring people back to the place where it all happened. And we need to really uncover some things that will help people renew their first love. And that's one of the things we find in Revelation. There was a church there, one of the seven churches, that Jesus addresses and says, you know, you do a lot of things right, but this is what I have against you. You've lost your first love. The love that you had that was so intense and so incredible at first has kind of gotten ho-hum. And, you know, I feel like in every relationship, we tend to need a renewal. And I know as a married guy, John, you understand this. You really need to spend some time apart with your spouse and kind of renew your experience of honeymoon and go deeper in your relationship. So this series is an opportunity for all of us to do that with the Lord Jesus.
Dr. Marcelino, you talk about first love, and it just reminds me of, you know, I'm a former sports reporter, sports anchor. My first love is Jesus. I'm not a theologian, but I so much appreciate a professional theologian like yourself that has spent his entire life studying our Lord Jesus Christ and our faith. And, you know, when you think of like Thomas Aquinas, he spent his whole life writing the Summa, and then at the very end, he realized, hey, what have I actually done? God is infinite. It's so difficult to wrap our whole mind around the reality of who Jesus is.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes we believe, obviously, that Jesus is the second person of the Holy Trinity. He is God. But he came to us in a full humanity. And that full humanity is not just a human body. He had a human soul, a human mind, and he entered into human experience. And so we really approach him in the fullness of his humanity. We come to him as God in the fullness of his humanity in this series. So I think there's so many things that everyone who's watched the series on video, who's done it in the group, or just read the book, people walk away saying, I can't believe how much I learned and how excited now I am about Jesus and the heart of my faith as a Catholic. My relationship with him is renewed. So, you know, that makes me so happy. We get comments every single day from people via email, you know, about what the series has done for them, for their family, for the group. So, you know, I'm excited about the fruit that's being born right now.
Dr. Marcelino, you must feel really good about those fruits. Talk about how long it took you to do the research and then to sit down and actually write this compelling book and the series, Jesus, the Way, the Truth, and the Life.
Well, I've been writing on the Gospels for a long time. For 3 years, I wrote for our Sunday Visitor, the column on the Sunday readings, you know. So there's a lot of advanced preparation, not to mention the time in theology school and all that. But honestly, I really spent another 2 years researching in depth, extra. You know, I read Fulton Sheen, I read Frank Sheen, I read Benedict's books on Jesus. I went back and learned a little bit of Aramaic. I did a lot
wow.
myself as the primary writer. That was awesome. And, you know, Jeff has been working on this for his whole life. And Dr. Edward Stree, who also has been working on this for years. But we actually spent about 2 years getting ready to finish this series. And we actually went over there. Dr. Stree wasn't able to go to the Holy Land. He did some filming of segments here in the United States. But Jeff and I actually went over there with a film crew. We had an Israeli film crew, a film crew from the United States, and they did an amazing, amazing job. So it's a virtual pilgrimage walking through the Holy Land, and that took about 11 days to actually film it, and then the editing was a big deal. So really, 2019 and early 2000, we finished the project just at the end of 2019. It was released in February, right before COVID struck. And you know what's amazing? Despite COVID disrupting everything, this series has been the best-selling series in the history of Ascension, I believe. And it still is getting out to new people all the time. But it was a big chunk of my life. It was a very significant thing in terms of the study. And I'm still energized myself by all that I learned. My wife was a little bit upset, though, when every day a new book would arrive in the mail. She kept saying, how could you be reading all these books? You're supposed to be writing. But I learned so much new, just new insights in the research that I did to get this project out and to everybody.
Well, you did an outstanding job. I can feel it in your voice, enthusiasm that you have for this project. We're talking to Dr. Marcelino D'Ambrosio, an old friend of this program and of me personally, theologian, Catholic author, speaker, university professor, and the author of Jesus, the Way, the Truth, and the Life Project. Dr. Marcelino, can you talk a little bit about the difference between knowing facts about Jesus? There's a lot of information out there about Jesus, and actually knowing the person of Jesus and his entire life.
Well, it's kind of like knowing anybody else. You can read a bio on Wikipedia about somebody, or you can hear facts about somebody, and then you can actually meet them. And oftentimes that encounter, it always is a lot more than any facts you ever hear about the person. But sometimes it gives you a very different idea than you had just from the facts that you compiled. And so I think it's really important for us to understand that faith is not so much knowing data. We don't believe so much in truths as we believe in a person, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And all the truths of the faith have to do with them. Even, you know, it's amazing, even our Blessed Mother and the love that we have for her, everything about that has to really do with the incarnation, God becoming flesh in this person, Jesus of Nazareth, and Mary being his mother. Obviously, she's the Ark of the Covenant if he's God. And she's our mother if he's man, and we're related to him as brothers, as members of his body in both those kind of ways. So the point is everything flows from him. And so knowing him means if we know him in an intimate, personal way, everything else comes alive. Everything in our faith comes alive. So, but that's a matter of encounter. And we encounter him in the sacraments. We encounter him in Scripture. And I think the series here aims to really enhance that encounter with Jesus in the sacraments in prayer and in Scripture. So I think after the series, you're never going to pray quite the same way again, because especially if you do the whole thing, you get the book, but you also watch the videos, which you can do streaming, by the way. You can buy a DVD set, but you can also get this streaming from ascensionpress.com at the price is kind of amazing to me. So you get the streaming, plus you get a study guide, which is full of some pretty cool resources. We actually made the study guide so that there's nothing else in the Catholic world that I think does this. And in fact, even in the evangelical world, and they tend to be very much into Bible study on Jesus. You know, the book contains the workbook, a list of like all really the miracles of the Lord, all the main parables of the Lord. Like a lot of times I had to compile those lists because the lists just don't exist out there in easy places to find them, or if they're not reliable or complete.
I love the timeline, Doctor. The timeline is outstanding. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, that's something that Ascension Press has found to be really helpful, the Bible timeline of Jeff Cavins, The Great Adventure. So we did a timeline of just the life, death, resurrection of Jesus, and put miracles, put the rulers in the background, who was ruling Galilee, who was ruling Samaria and Judea, you know, the Roman story, the local rulers like Herod. You know, we kind of had that all together so you can kind of see it and get a picture of it. And I think that's really amazing. So anyway, all the pieces of the program have something special to them. And I really recommend people do that. But you can actually get the workbook and the video streaming. And Ascension Press has given a special promo code. It's real hard to remember, though. It's Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. You go to ascensionpress.com, and if you order any of the resources, you get a $5 savings. So it's just the book, and you're just a reader. But, you know, you can listen to this book, actually, on Audible, audiobook. You can read it on Kindle. Get it as a paperback. Anyway, all these different media are available to make it as easy as possible for people to renew their first love in their relationship with Jesus.
Dr. Marcellino, we only have a few minutes left. You know, we live in such a secular society. There's so much skepticism. There are people who don't even believe in the reality of Jesus as a historical figure. Can you talk about the power of the Gospels, the eternal book, to help us better know the real person of Jesus? After all, they are inspired by the Holy Spirit.
They're inspired by the Holy Spirit, and they're also very clearly from the first century, even as historical documents. We really don't have anything from the first century that tells us as much about life in the Holy Land as we do the Gospels. So it's amazing. Historical and critical study of the Gospels strengthens your faith, honestly, in just how reliable this testimony, this apostolic testimony is. And just how, despite the differences of the four Gospels, the differences that come from seeing it through the eyes of four different human beings who followed him. They come together in such an amazing way. So we talk about the reliability of the Gospels. We talk about the fact, historically, that there's other testimony that tell us that, yes, Jesus really lived. Jesus really worked miracles. And believe it or not, that, you know, a non-Christian talks about the mighty works that Jesus wrought. And his death, of course, under Pontius Pilate. Those things were attested outside of the Christian community, which a lot of people don't know. So, you know, we hit some of those things. But I think really what the rubber meets the road is we really help bring those Gospels together. They're kind of like four cameras. You're a sports guy. You know, that there's no sports game where you have just one camera. You can't appreciate a game from one angle. You got to see it from a bunch of different angles. And so that's why the Lord gave us four Gospels. We see him from four different perspectives, and together it gives a stereoscopic vision, you know, just an amazing perspective on who he is. So that's a little bit about the Gospels. And I want to tell everybody before we end that I'm going back to the Holy Land in April. So you can get this series, but you can also come with me to the Holy Land. And if you come to my website, dritaly.com, that's dritaly.com, you can sign up to get every week. You get a shot in the arm spiritually for me via email. There's amazing free resources on dritaly.com. Or you can also order this series from ascensionpress.com and use Jesus as your promo code to get a special discount today for Relevant Radio listeners.
Dr. Marcellino, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you. Congratulations on a great job. Many, many more blessings with this project. Dr. Marcellino D'Ambrosio, the author of Jesus, the Way, the Truth, and the Life book and study program. Thank you, Dr. Marcellino.
A pleasure being with you.
God bless you. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Catholic speaker, author, and radio host Gary Zimek will be with us to talk about finding God's strength in our weakness. Stay with us as Morning Air continues on this feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Get connected to the conversation. Call us now at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. You're listening to Morning Air with John Morales on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Forty-five minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Thanks for being with us. Always a joy as we continue our conversation with Gary Zimek, Catholic speaker, author, and radio host. And we're talking about finding God's strength in our weakness. If you want to share, if you want to come on the show and talk about how God has given you strength during difficult times, by all means, give us a call. If you have a question for Gary Zimek, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Gary, welcome back.
Thank you, John. Great. It's really great to be here. This is such an important topic, and I'm blessed to be able to share it on your program and to maybe give somebody hope today who is facing a situation and saying, I can't do this. But yet the message today is, if God brings you to it, this is an old saying, but God will bring you through it. And that's so important. And I really ask anybody listening to believe that today. You will get through this.
Gary, you mentioned that we're all weak. I mean, there's no one on this planet that doesn't feel weak, including the Holy Father himself. Imagine spending 10 days in the hospital at the mercy of doctors, for example. I mean, every single one of us is weak. St. Peter was weak. Paul was weak. We've all been weak. How does accepting our weaknesses show humility, that so important virtue of humility?
Oh, boy, that's such a great point. First of all, you are right. We are all weak, but we don't all realize it. And I think that that's what gets some of us into trouble, because we feel, and I believe the culture we live in contributes to that. You know, you have to be strong. You can't show weakness. But yet when we try to be too strong, we can easily shut God out of our lives. And if we think we can handle it all, this is what I've learned. The Lord will not force his way into our lives. If we want to try to do everything by ourselves, he's going to just stand there. He'll patiently wait for us to invite him in, but he will not force his way into our lives. But that's why so many of us have struggled with anxiety and really plunged into worry or maybe even hopelessness. It's because we're trying to do everything on our own. And God never intended it to be that way. That's why life could be so burdensome for us at times. It's because we're not asking for his help. Now, that doesn't mean all of our problems will go away. And that's why I like this passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 that we're talking about today. Paul had this thorn in the flesh. And three times he said to the Lord, take this away. Take this away, Lord. I got work to do, which I think is most of our initial reactions. Like, take this problem away. This is a weakness. But the Lord said to Paul, no, because my power is made great in your weakness. And that's what Paul finally realized, that I can let the Lord's power work through me, even though I have this weakness in my life. I think that's such a powerful and important lesson for all of us to learn when it comes to these weaknesses that we all have.
Gary, I can so much relate to what you're saying. You know, I invoke the Holy Spirit every day, the grace of God, knowing that I myself am weak. I've been doing this show here now for 6 weeks. I am a night owl. I'm used to being up with the owls and not flying with the eagles in the morning. So getting up at 4 in the morning, by the grace of Almighty God, the alarm clock has gone off every single day, and I'm able to do it. But I know it's by the grace of God, because in my human nature, I am weak. It's almost unthinkable getting up that early without God's help. And he's come through every single day. And we feel the power of the Holy Spirit here in this show, leading the way.
Exactly. And you know, John, that's really the way that he wants it. I find this very interesting that I'm in full-time ministry. I'm an introvert by nature. I've always been a very shy person. I'm somebody who is prone to worry. And it's unbelievable to me, after spending 30 years in the software development industry, that I would be in full-time Catholic ministry, writing books on the radio, doing television, speaking in public. It's nothing that I would have ever envisioned, but it shows what can happen when you let the Lord work through you. I am one of the weakest people that you will ever encounter. And you know what? I'm pleased to say that. And people write to me all the time, and they say, Gary, thank you for sharing your weakness, because I always tell people, look, if I can find peace based on all the hangups and struggles that I have, I guarantee that you can too. That's the power of the Lord working through us.
But Gary, you are strong in Christ, and that's what it's all about. We've been asking for callers to chime into our conversation about drawing strength from our Lord and from his grace. Leo is joining us from Sparks, Nevada. Good morning, Leo. Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Awesome. Listen, I just did a great subject line, and I'm a member of the Knights of Columbus.
Brother Knight.
And we have a program.
Brother Knight. I'm a Brother Knight, fourth degree myself.
As well. Viva Jesus. We have a program called Into the Breach, and this goes right along the same line. And I don't know if you've watched it yet, but it's a great program. It gets guys really into getting closer to God, and it's a series. I don't know if you had a chance, but I just wanted to chime in and let you know about it, and it is open to anybody to watch it at koc.org/intothebreach. So, you know, just wanted to chime that in for you with the subject line.
I appreciate that, Leo. And full disclosure, I actually was the subject of one of those interviews in that series in which I shared my own testimony, my pro-life witness as a post-abortive dad and an adoptive father myself. So, yeah, it's outstanding what's being done. Do you have an additional comment on drawing strength from our Lord for Gary?
No, just thank you for being here today, okay?
Thank you, Leo. Thank you. Mark is joining us from the Windy City, from Chicago. Mark, welcome to Morning Air. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, John. Yeah, I got a quick question for Gary, because I've been a listener of Rail and Radio for many years, and I got involved with some evangelical groups group in on the northwest side of Chicago. It's called Bethel. And they're real good people, but I'm just trying to find the best way to get across to them. They know I'm Catholic, and they kind of like respect me, but I see them very kind of like ostracizing. And there's another friend of mine who goes with me, and we try to basically find the best way to get through to them to see that their Catholic Church is really the church that the Jesus found, and they just shy away from that. Like the other night, we had a talk about the purgatory. They said, "Well, we know it's, you know, you believe that, but don't get offended. It's not there. It's not in the Bible." So, you know, there's all these little comments that they're trying to put down the Catholic faith. So I'm trying to find the best way to get through to them. If you could just maybe comment on that, I would appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. Gary, your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a challenge, Mark. What I have found is that the best way, you know, it's funny, you could plant the seeds, but until somebody's ready and willing to accept that the church that Jesus founded is the Catholic Church, it's the one true church, I think the best way is to focus on your relationship with Jesus and just let them know how much you love him and how much you have a personal relationship with him and how much you believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God. And I have found success in dealing with this, with evangelicals and Pentecostals. But the thing is, you can't force them to believe something that they're not ready to believe. Many of them just don't understand that the Bible really grew out of the Catholic Church. But I'll tell you what, I just focus on your relationship with them, your relationship with Jesus, keep walking with them, and try to find that common ground, whether it's Jesus, whether it's the Holy Spirit, because we do have so much in common. And you know, if you're open enough, you're eventually going to be led to the truth, you know. But unfortunately, we all deny certain things. We aren't truthful to ourselves, but if you keep pursuing, there are many people who have found the Catholic Church through that relationship with Jesus Christ, because ultimately the best way to get close to Christ is through his church.
Thanks so much, Mark. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Linda is joining us from New Brighton. Linda, welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. You know, I popped into my car, heard the conversation, and I guess one comment I'd like to make, and make it for parents, and I'm a mother. I haven't been an anxious person, but if you have children who are anxious, it makes you anxious. But a lot to talk about, but I guess what I want to say is, you know, you said that, I think I heard you say that anxiety can also be a blessing. And it's strange, but just the experience I've had with one of my kids, it is a blessing. And prayer is what gets you through it, and praying for, you know, what God can put in their path to surround and support them, which I guess is discipleship. But patience and openness. I heard you talk about openness. And once they're ready and they are open, and you give it God's time for things to line up, I think it's just amazing that the, you know, what they can offer to the world. And I heard you say you struggled with anxiety your whole life. Mm-hmm. I'm experiencing right now someone who is really coming into their own, and I will call it their ministry. And I guess, you know, I'm also a believer that anything, you know, about a person, God can use it, but the evil one can use it as well.
Linda,
so
we're running out of time. We're going to let Gary respond.
Yeah. I liked, Linda, I loved what you said about patience. I think that's key. Patience with ourselves, patience with others, patience with God, and he can use anything. And John, before we bring this to a close, I just want to say, I don't want to sound insensitive about anxiety when I say it's a blessing. I realize it's an incredible cross, and I've been in the emergency room with panic attacks, so I understand what that is. But ultimately, the Lord can use, no matter how bad of an affliction it is, he can use it to draw us closer to him. And finally, there are times when it is necessary to seek professional help for clinical anxiety. You know, so I put these things out there, but when it just comes to worrying about what might happen tomorrow, man, the Lord is just, that is him knocking on the door saying, please, please, I want to help you. Let me help you with that.
Thanks, Linda. Thanks so much. Just simply pray, Jesus, I trust in you. Gary, it's been a joy as always. You have really reminded us that God doesn't give us more than we can handle.
Absolutely. John, thank you so much for having me. And by the way, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
I so much appreciate that, my friend. Thank you so much. Gary Zimek, longtime Morning Air contributor, Catholic speaker, and author of his latest book, Give Up Worry for Good. And now it's time for another edition of Glenn's Story Corner.
Our story today is called Fill Her Up. The whole world paused this morning. Do you know why? Because an 8-year-old's tank was empty. The boys had already started their school day at their desks, and I was preparing to leave for work when I noticed my littlest standing in the bathroom wiping his face. I paused at the door and asked if he was okay. He looked up with tears silently dripping and shook his head. When I questioned if something happened, again he shook his head. So I sat on the side of the tub and pulled him in my lap. I told him sometimes our heart tanks feel empty and need to be refilled. He cried into my chest and I held tight. I asked if he could feel my love filling him up. A nod and tears stopped. I waited a minute. Has it reached your toes yet? He shook his head no. Okay, man, we'll take this as long as you need. Work doesn't matter right now. School isn't important either. This right here is the most important thing today, okay? Filling you back up to the top. Is that good? Nods. One more minute. Is your heart full of Mama's love now? Yeah. Look in his eyes, and I see it shining in there. You're full to the top, and you're smiling. Now, you may not be 8. You may be 28, 38, 48, or whatever, but all of us run on empty, just like he did. His weekend was so busy and so full, his little soul was just dry. We all have to pause, take a moment to refill with the good things. Scripture, prayer, sunshine, worship, song, laughter, friends, hugs. Refill your empty or you'll find those emotions, tears, anger, snappy words, overflowing with no reason why. Take a moment. Refill. It's the most important part of your day. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
That's what it's all about. We need to be people of love. Thanks so much, Glenn. You can download every episode of Glenn's Story Corner on the Relevant Radio app. If you have a story idea, just email us, morningair@relevantradio.com. Don't forget to join Father Rocky for the Family Rosary Across America with all your prayers and petitions, 7 p.m. Central, tonight and every night of the week on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. That'll do it for this edition of Morning Air. For Glenn Leverance, the whole Morning Air team, I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us. The Patrick Madrid Show is straight ahead. Let your light shine before all. We'll see you next time on Morning Air.